At a ceremony in Seoul, marking the 64th anniversary of the Hiroshima attack on Thursday, speakers bow before a small altar surrounded by bouquets of white flowers, honoring the spirits of the deceased. In 1945, 70,000 Koreans lived in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Many were conscripted laborers, forced from their homes in Korea by the Japanese colonial government to work in factories supporting Tokyo's defense industries. Byun-yeon-ok was a 10-year-old elementary school student in Hiroshima then. Now 74, she still vividly remembers what happened on the morning of August 6th.
어느 날 학교를 갔는데 학교 마당에서 하늘이 반짝하고
The bomb dropped when I was at school playing with my friends in the playground. Suddenly, I saw a yellow flash in the sky, and I thought somebody was taking a picture of us. But there was a huge storm after that, and I hid under a tree. I thought it was the end of the world.
On August 9th, the United States military dropped a second atomic bomb on Nagasaki, causing equal devastation. A few days later, Japan surrendered, ending a war that had engulfed most of Asia for years. 40,000 Koreans lost their lives in the atomic attacks, and many of the survivors suffered years of health problems because of their exposure to radiation in the blasts.
그랬는데 한국에 이제 나오려고 하니까 연락선이 끊어진 거예요.
My family and I decided to go back to Korea in October because my family thought that we didn't get hurt in the bombing. So, we took a smuggling vessel back to Korea, and it took over a week to travel because we couldn't move during the night. There were still hundreds of torpedoes in the sea. However, I felt something weird about my body after my family arrived in Busan. I didn't even know what nuclear meant, and I didn't know about its aftermath. Suddenly, I had bruises all over my body, and my skin color turned purple.
Although the Japanese government has given financial aid to A-bomb survivors in that country, for decades, the Korean A-bomb victims had almost no help for health problems linked to radiation, such as cancer and infertility. Kim Yong-gil, a Hiroshima survivor and representative of an A-bomb victims advocacy group in Seoul, explains why.
일본에서 1974년도에
Kim says in 1974, the Japanese government issued a directive to not give any medical or financial assistance to victims living in other countries. But after a lawsuit in 2003, Tokyo was forced to provide some compensation. Now Japan gives Korean survivors around $400 a month. But with the help of the advocacy group, Korean victims are suing for three decades of missed benefits. Jeff Kingston, who lectures in Asian studies at Temple University in Tokyo, says the Koreans are likely to win. He points to rulings, like one in 2007, in which the Japanese government has repeatedly lost to A-bomb survivors, known as hibakusha.
Well, I think they have a good legal basis because the Supreme Court decision, basically found the 74 ministry instruction illegal. So it would mean then that that instruction, having been declared by the Supreme Court as illegal, should have no standing, meaning that the ministry actually deprived these hibakusha of their just benefit.
Kim, with the A-bomb victims group, hopes the money does not come too late.
지금 아까 말씀드린 대로 우리 해피 회원이 100년 연령이 75세입니다.
Kim says the average age of the victims is now 75. In another 15 to 20 years, they will all be gone. His organization has started an anti-nuclear weapons and peace campaign because they feel it is more effective when actual victims of nuclear weapons call for the end of nuclear weapons around the world. But Kim also wants the United States to show more responsibility for using the atomic bombs. The 1951 San Francisco Peace Treaty, which formally ended the Pacific portion of the Second World War, did not require the United States to compensate any war victims. Kim says even a small gesture to the Korean victims would be better than nothing.
우리가 죽기 전에 일본의 히로시마 평화공원처럼 한국에도
He says the group hopes to build a peace park in South Korea, like the one in Hiroshima. He hopes that the United States will at least give some money to help them build the park. Kim and other A-bomb survivors plan to make their case at a conference on reducing nuclear arms, which will be held next year in New York. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.